أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
says that in the last Friday sermon I mentioned that the Allah Almighty is Haleem, and when some people they go beyond certain limits and commit aggressions and disobedience, and because of that, according to his attribute, he ignores these people because of this attribute and does not punish them instantly and immediately if he does not do like that. And immediate punishment is given to these people, and these people are captured and revenged immediately. So then in that case, in this world, no one will be spared. But also, no living being will be spared there, will not be there. Allah Almighty has asked them, asked those people who are believers in Allah to acquire these qualities, and this is one of the characteristic of the believers, that they should try to acquire the attributes of God. The prophets of Allah are given a big share of these qualities of Allah, so that they can reform the world and they can become a good example for other people to follow. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given this share more than anybody else. And he was given the full understanding and perception of the attributes of Allah Almighty, and he became a perfect reflector of these attributes of Allah Almighty. And those people who have enmity and rancor against Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these qualities of rancor and enmity, they have actually blinded these people. They cannot see the manifestation of these attributes of Allah Almighty in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet of Islam, what advice did he give to his followers and the members of his ummah, and what are his statements? So with reference to this attribute of Haleem, I would like to present some ahadith before you. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that at one time, referring to this hadith, that a representative of a people came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam he was very frequently extending his hand towards the blessed beard of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to wave off his hand with the help of his sword, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped Hazrat Umar from doing it. Hazrat Umar said that he commits such a blasphemy and disrespect that I actually intend to kill him. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he bore all his advances with great compassion and kindness and ignored that. Regarding the good attribute of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly in relation to this attribute of Halim, yet another example is mentioned in hadith like that, that Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates. It's a very lengthy hadith, I will be just giving you the summary of that, that Zaid bin Sana, he came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a Jewish scholar, and he says that when I looked at the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I could see all the indications of prophethood were visible there, except two things, which I was not very sure about that. One of them was that the compassion of this prophet would be more than his anger. And the second thing would be that the more he is angered, the more he is excited, and the more he compassionate and forgiving he would be. So he says that I was in search of such an opportunity to see, so that I can verify and identify these attributes, whether they are present in him or not, and you are actually that prophet which was promised to come. He says that one day, it so happened, a person mounted on a camel or horse, he came, who was a Bedouin. He said that, O Prophet, such and such people, they have accepted Islam, and I have told them that when they become Muslims, then they would be given plentiful of provision. But now the condition is that because of the shortage of rain and drought, they are suffering from the shortage of food. And I'm afraid that if these people, out of greed, if they take help from other people, they may not leave Islam after that. It looks that they have accepted Islam for some benefit and greed. So if you consider appropriate, then some of the help should be given to these people for their comfort and for their benefit. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was being accompanied by Hazrat Ali at that time. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Hazrat Ali, he said, there is nothing which we can give them as a help to these people. So this Zaid bin Sana was present there, and he said that, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if those people, if these dates, if you can sell these dates to me on a certain condition of paying back, then I can help these people and I can give some dates. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Huzur said that I can sell these dates on a definite date, on a definite condition, but I cannot say that it should be from such the garden identified. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this money to him, that that person actually gave some very rubies and jewels so that they should be sold, and the dates could be purchased and given to these people. So Zaid bin Sana says that in the return of this money borrowed and the agreement which was made, and there was still a few days in the payment of that money, but I went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I caught hold him from his shirt, and I pulled his wrapping sheet, And I showed great anger. And I said that, O Muhammad, are you not going to pay what is due to me? And then I said that, by God, I know this habit of children of Abdul Muttalib, that they are very bad in this matter. And I know that you are always trying to avoid and postpone this sort of things. At this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting nearby. He could not control his passion. And he became very angry and looked at him with great anger. And told him that, O enemy of Allah, are you using this language against the Prophet of Allah, which I am listening? You are so rude, as I can see you doing at this time. By God, who has sent this person with the truth, if I am not afraid of him, that I would have chopped your head off with my sword. While the Holy Prophet ﷺ was very composed and very relaxed and very compassionate, he was looking at Hazrat Umar, and then he smiled and he said, O Umar, instead of this anger, you should also tell me that I should be paying the due to the person, and also advise him and tell him that if you have to ask for something to be paid to you, then you should ask for it in a lenient way. So, and then he instructed Hazrat Umar to take that person away, and whatever agreement was done, 20 sa more than that should be paid to this person, more than what we have agreed. He said that I complained Hazrat Umar, and Hazrat actually gave me some extra dates more than what I paid for. And he said that because of this anger which I showed to you, he said that 20 sa should be given more than that. And this is because of that. Hazrat Umar asked him that, do you know who I am? Zaid bin Sana asked Hazrat Umar, do you know that one? He said, I am that Jewish scholar. And at that Hazrat Umar said that you are such a great scholar and you are committing such a great rudeness and this very bad attitude against the Holy Prophet of Islam. And at that I said that by looking at his face, all the attributes which are known to me, I could see those indications from his face. And two conditions I didn't know. And one of them was that if whether his quality of hilm is stronger than his anger, and whatever rudeness or disrespect is given to him, but he is always very forgiving. And so I wanted to try him on this point, and now I make you a witness and say that I take Allah my Rabb and Islam as my religion and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as my prophet. I accept him all like that. And in this joy, I sacrifice half of my belongings for the Ummah of the Muslims. And by looking at this gracious attitude of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this Jewish scholar actually became Muslim. And then he participated in quite a few ghazawat, the defensive battles, along with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he died after participating in some battles. So this was the gracious attitude of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and forgiving attitude, which actually won the hearts of the opponents. And this nice attitude and this gracious attitude was made in such a way that there were still a few days in the final time of the completion of that agreement. But still, when the demand was made, so he paid back the due quite leniently and without any anger. And not only he paid back in full, but also he paid something more than that. And it's not one isolated example. There are so many examples like that, which are mentioned in the hadith. And there are hundreds upon thousands of such incidents which have not reached us. There is another incident is mentioned in one hadith about this compassionate attitude of the Holy Prophet, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to pay a loan to someone, and he was very rude in this demand. At this, the companions, they actually, you know, just caught up to capture him and to revenge from him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who has to get back his loan, he has the right to say something. So you give him that one animal which was due to be paid to that person, whether it was a sheep or camel. So he said that the same age, the animal of the same age should be purchased. The companion said that we have got an animal which is older than that. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that you give that one which is better, and the best among you is that who pays more than what is due to be paid. And the meaning of hilm is that the one who sacrifices, who is very compassionate and forbearing. So these examples, they indicate how magnanimous he was and how forbearing and forgiving he was. And there are also examples that how he used to control his anger and used to train other people. And the reformation is also done, but the other person does not feel ill of that. In one hadith, it is mentioned that Bani Su'a, a person from them, said to Hadrat Aisha, Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that you tell me something about the noble character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadrat Aisha said, that have you not read in the Holy Quran, wa innaka ala ala khulukin azim? And then she said that at one time the Holy Prophet ﷺ was with his companions. I prepared some food for him, and Hadrat Hafsa also prepared some food, and Hadrat Hafsa, she prepared the food before me and sent that food to the Holy Prophet. So I asked my female servant that you go and lay down the bowl in front of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she just threw away that bowl of food, and it fell down and broke into pieces, and the food was also spread all over. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put together the pieces of that bowl, and the food was put onto a clean cloth, and then the food was taken altogether, and then the Holy Prophet ﷺ took my bowl, the bowl of Hadrat Aisha, and returned it to Hadrat Hafsa, and asked Hadrat Aisha to sit down and have this food together. So the narrator says that the Holy Prophet ﷺ did not show any anger from his face, and in this way he advised everyone, the servant and also Hazrat Aisha, that one should try to control one's passion, and there should not be anger if possible, and it should be controlled. So this noble example which he established in each and every action that he did, this was is not only for the people of those ages and times, but this is an example, is a model and an example for all times and for all people, for all of us. It is a good example, and so that we can also act upon this noble example. It is not enough that we should simply read and listen to these things and forget that. And when the time comes, then we forget the importance of this noble example. Many people complained that on very petty things, the one who is the boss, he treats his servants very harshly. And some servants, they treat their wives in a very inhuman way, and they beat them. And there are some cases that sometimes they have to go to hospital for treatment. So in European countries, sometimes the police comes and they capture these culprits, and there is a long chain of litigation which begins. So the kindness and compassion and love, that is very essential, and this is the noble tradition of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it should be followed by all of us. And sometimes some people do this type of injustice, that not only the husband but also the family member, other related people, the mother-in-laws and other people, they also take part in beating. So we should all avoid from this type of things, and we should try to suppress our anger. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that if the angry person is standing, he should sit down, and if he is sitting, then he should lie down, and he should seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty. He should drink cold water and put some cold water on his face. So these are the things which should be acted upon. And how he overlooked the aggressions or the advances of the other people, and how he was his kind treatment, what noble example he set in this regard. There are some other examples of that. When he became victorious, he was the general who had the victory, and this was a great occasion. On the occasion of the victory of Mecca, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stood at the door of Khanah Kaaba and he said, "O people of Quraysh, what sort of revenge or treatment you are expecting from me?" They all said that we are expecting a good treatment because you are our noble brother and you are son of a noble brother. So at that point, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Izhabu fantum tulaka," that you go away, you are all free. And again, on the same occasion of victory of Mecca, there is another incident. One enemy of Islam, Safwan bin Umayyah, he came from Mecca and went to Jeddah, so that from there he can travel to Yemen. Umair bin Wahab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying that, "O Prophet, Safwan bin Umayyah is the leader of his people, but he is very afraid of you and he has run away, and he is putting himself into in the sea. If you forgive him, if you could forgive him." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes, he is given protection." Umair bin Wahab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, further said that, "Please give me some sort of token." By looking at that, he could understand that really this forgiveness has been given by the Holy Prophet. So at that point, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him that turban which he was wearing at the time when he entered into Mecca. So Safwan took this turban and went and saw him, and he was just about to start his journey. Before the night, he met him there and told him that, "Now you have the fear of Allah. Do not put yourself to destruction. I have brought the forgiveness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from you." Safwan said, "You go away from me and do not talk anything to me. Do not talk to me." At that point, he said that, "You don't know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is greater than anybody else, and he is the one who treats everyone most beneficently, and he is most forbearing and forgiving, and he is the best of all people, and he is also your cousin related to you, and your honor is his honor, and your nobility is his nobility, and your greatness is his greatness." At that point, the Safwan said that, "I am still afraid of him." Umair gave him the consolation that he is extremely compassionate and kind and forbearing. So at finally, he agreed and he came back. And finally, he was able to be in the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that point, Safwan said that, "Umair says that you have forgiven me." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes, he says the truth. Yes, it is like that." Safwan again said that, "If you could give me 2 months, a period," the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that, "I give you relaxation and a time limit of 4 months." that you should not consider that I give you this forgiveness on the condition of accepting Islam. Not at all. So as I said, that this noble example which was set by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is for us to actually act upon this one. And there are some other ahadith on the same subject which indicate the forgiveness and his magnanimity and his kindness to the people, and what expectation does he have from his own followers. Hazrat Abu Huraira relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the great stalwart is not that one who defeats the other person. Really stalwart is that who controls his anger and controls himself at that time. In another narration it is mentioned, Hazrat Sulaiman relates that I was sitting in the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and two people nearby, they were fighting with one another, and the face of one became red and his veins were swollen. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I know something, that if he says that one, then this condition will go away. And that wording is A'udhu billahi minash shaitan, that I seek the protection of Allah from Satan, the rejected one, Shaitan al-Rajim, and his anger will go away. At that point, the people went to this person, and they went to him and asked him to seek protection from Satan. And then Hazrat Abu Huraira says that once a person asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give him some advice, the advice of the Holy Prophet was that don't be angry. And several times he asked, and every time the reply was the same, that you don't be angry, control your anger. Some people become very angry on petty things, and they come under the influence of anger and then harm other people and also put themselves into a difficult situation. For these people, this advice is worth remembering. Everyone does feel anger to some extent. This is a part of human nature. Regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned that if he was at all angry at some point, that was for the sake of Allah or for the sake of the religion of Allah. Otherwise, on petty things, he never got angry with people. And then on one occasion, he has said that Hazrat Abu Huraira has related this point, that one person came and he mentioned to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I try to keep the links with my relatives and they cut off these links. I treat them nicely and they treat them badly. I always are very kind and compassionate to these people, and they are always very rude and angry with me. The Holy Prophet said, if you are always doing like that as you have mentioned, then you are actually disgracing these people, and you will always be having a helper from Allah Almighty as long as you stick to this position which you have mentioned. So there is need to get a helper from Allah Almighty instead of seeking help from Satan and go into under his influence. In one hadith it is mentioned that a companion mentions from his grandfather that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that any person who suppresses his anger, although he has the power to take the revenge and enforce his anger, that on the day of judgment he will be called before the people to show that this is the person who is very close to me. Hazrat Ali says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I shouldn't teach you such wording that if you say those kalimat words, then you will be forgiven. And those kalimat, the wording is La ilaha illa illahul halimul kareem, La ilaha illallahul hayyul azim, Subhanallah rabbis samawati wal ardi wa rabbil arshil azim, Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. That there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, who is very halim and kind, and there is no one worthy of worship who is very great in his in greatness, and he is the holy, is the creator of heaven and earth, and all praise belong to Allah, who is the Lord of all the verses. These are the prayers which give the person the benefit of forgiveness. And in one hadith it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Ashja Abdul Qais, he addressing him, he said, that you have got two qualities which Allah likes very much, and one of them is this quality of hilm, the other is waqar, the kindness and grace and dignity. And the one meaning of hilm is to forgive, to endure something, and to treat nicely with other people, and also to suppress the anger. So these are all the meanings of the word haleem. And these are the qualities which are also very essential for creating peace in society, and also for the advancement in spirituality, and also to get the nearness of Allah Almighty. So these are the qualities which should be acquired by all Ahmadis. In this age and time, the most obedient servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also shown great examples. I mentioned some of them. For the peace at home, how he advised that, I take up that matter. Regarding the kind treatment to the ladies, the Promised Messiah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that unless it is an open vulgarity, all other things should be tolerated by the people. And he said that I take it as something extremely disgraceful that somebody should be harsh on ladies. Allah Almighty has made us men, and Allah Almighty has given us all the blessings, and it is required that we should be treating them very nicely and kindly and with forgiveness. If once it was mentioned that somebody is very harsh with his wife, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he became very angry about that. And he said that our people should not be doing like that. And then for quite some time, he continued talking on this very subject of kind treatment to the ladies, to the wives. And how he used to treat his servants and helpers with great compassion and kindness. Hazrat Yaqub Ali Sahib Irfani has written that Hafiz Hamad Ali Sahib, who was a helper, a servant with the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, he served the Promised Messiah for a very long time. And after the demise of the Holy Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the Jamaat gave him some pension for this duty. He used to run a small shop in Qadian, and the kindness which was shown to Hafiz Hamid Ali Sahib, that he used to mention this thing time and again, and he used to say that I have never seen such a kind person, forgiving person, and I haven't seen anybody even after his demise who can be someone like him. During the whole life, he says that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he never scolded me, never used any harsh word about me. He says that I was quite lazy, and many a time I used to delay in implementing his instructions, but there was no such question that the Promised Messiah was ever harsh upon me. And moreover, people go through periods of health and sickness, and sometime in sickness people become very irritated. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, who was established for the reformation of this time under the obedience of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what example did he set? There is a narration Hazrat Mauli Abdul Karim Sahib relates that once he was suffering from a very severe headache, and I was sitting with him inside the house, and around him there were a lot of people. They were making noise, which was quite disturbing. And I asked him that, are you not disturbed with this lot of noise going on around you? The Promised Messiah said that, yes, if they keep quiet, then I will feel relief. Then I submitted that, why don't you advise them to be quiet? Hazrat Masih Maud Islam said that you tell them politely, I cannot say that. In great, very severe sickness, and he was always just lying down quietly, and he was not making any complaint that why you didn't look after us, and you did not give me the time, and you have not served me, you have not taken care of me. Even in his sickness, he was always not making any complaint to anybody. And he says further that I have seen that somebody is sick, and all the people are very much offended because of his irritation, and they say that he is treating us badly. Sometimes he calls them names, and sometimes very harsh upon his wife. And that lady is not feeling rest at any time. And sometimes if he just dozes off because of tiredness, then the angry husband is scolding him and showing his anger. And she is under great stress at that time, that on one side he is sick, and on the other side he may not doing me any harm or to himself. So this condition is always very heavy, and everyone knows that it's really a terrible state of sickness. But on the other side, I have seen for many, many years that during the sickness, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was not giving any distress or harm to anybody. And the same graciousness which was in health, the same was to be seen during the sickness. And whenever he came out of sickness, then the same gracious attitude was seen by all the people. And I once was there when he just recovered from a very severe attack of headache. And he looked at me and smiled. And he said, by the grace of Allah, I am feeling better. And at that time I realized that as if he has come back after having a walk in a very beautiful garden, full of fragrance, which was very beautiful garden, and which was very attractive to the eyes, and the color and the style and the impression on his face did not show any indication of his sickness. And regarding the opponents, his attitude, what was his attitude? Hazrat Yaqub Ali Sahib Irfani says that it is the case of a Brahmo leader. He was a Hindu leader, and he was asking certain questions from the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and Huzur was replying to this one. At that point, a person who was using foul language, he came and he started using this foul language. And that scene is still in front of my eyes. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was putting his hand on his mouth, and a part of his turban he was putting on his mouth. He used to do like that sometime, the part of the turban or the hand was on his mouth at that time. And this person continued using the foul language in a very ignoble way. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting there as if nothing has taken place. And as if nobody is there, it appeared as if the condition was that somebody who is very good in speech, he is sitting there. And this Brahmo leader tried to stop him, but he did not care for that. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam asked this Hindu leader that don't stop him, let him say whatever he says. And ultimately this man got tired and went away. And this Brahmo leader was extremely impressed by that this is a great moral miracle that I have seen today. You could have asked him to stop, and you could have stopped him, and you could throw it away from your house, and even his tongue could be cut because of this foul language. But this was the great control on him, on yourself, which you had. And Sheikh Yaqub Ali Sahib Irfani further writes that at Jalandhar once, Mir Abbas Ali Sahib, he was criticizing on several things to Hazrat Masih Maud Maktumul Millat, that is he was also sitting in that company, and he himself narrated this thing that he mentioned that Mir Abbas Ali Sahib used to criticize something about something, and Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam very kindly and graciously would reply to that one, and as he was adopting this very meek style and very humble style, Mir Sahib was becoming more aggressive in his criticism, and finally he came to a point of open abuse, and he ignored every decency, all decency and requirement of good morals. And he says that even in this condition, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam used to say that, Mir Sahib, you please come with me and stay with me. Allah Almighty will show some sign for your guidance and will guide you through that. But Mir Sahib was so angry that he was not listening to it. And Maulvi Sahib says that looking at the compassion of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, but his high-headedness was not over. And he was becoming very angry, and it was getting out of my control. And I was thinking that this man is attacking Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and I cannot say anything in reply. And I just wanted to do something, and I spoke out very quickly. And as a result of that, he got up and ran away. As the Maulvi Sahib says that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the example which he showed of his compassion and kindness and soft attitude, I was really very much worried about that, but I was also satisfied that I did not showed any lack of regard for the honor of the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. Somebody should be saying these bad things about him, and I should just keep sitting doing nothing. He says that although later on I realized that the respect of the company of the promised Messiah should have been kept by me even at that time. Maulvi Sahib further says that in the meeting he would not mention anything bad about anyone, and whenever something, and does not use any foul language against anybody else. That shows that there is no fire of anger in his heart. And the attitude and the treatment which the mullahs have given to him, if he was very angry, he would have suffered for that. But he would have mentioned these things, and he would have been very much upset about that, and it might have become difficult for him to go on carrying out his duty and work. At one point, the promised Messiah says that I have this much control on myself, that Allah Almighty has made myself so much submissive that if somebody sits in front of me and for 1 year he uses extremely foul language, ultimately he would be put to shame, and he would have to agree that he cannot budge me an inch from my position of nobility. And then Mauli Abdul Karim Sahib relates another incident. He says that once an Indian who had a great pride of his knowledge, and who considered him to be a great experienced and great person, he realized himself, he came to our mosque and asked the promised Messiah about his claim in a very rude way. And after a little bit of talk, he repeatedly said to the promised Messiah that you are extremely liar in your claim. And I have seen such pretenders many times, and so many people are under my influence. And he used these very foul languages, but still there was no reaction on the forehead of the promised Messiah. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, when he had the turn, he spoke very softly. And however vulgar and bad language the other people may use, but the attitude of the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, that after listening to all that, He would never express any disrespect or enmity or dislike of that. Sometimes it happens that those people who used to be sitting in that company, they sometimes used to get up after listening to such disgraceful language by of the opponents, and they used to whisper into the ears. And after the end of the meeting, at the end of the meeting, everyone mentioned openly that this is this person has used a foul language. They used to mention, but the very gracious person of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam never showed any disrespectful or angry attitude in response to them. Sheikh Yaqub Ali Sahib Irfani again relates another incident. He says that the mention of one newspaper which uses foul language that was mentioned to the Promised Messiah Sallallahu Alaihi, he said that, well, we should have a toleration, and what difference does it make for us? Similarly, the people used to use foul language against the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they used to call him Muzammam, the worthy of disgrace. But the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you say that, what can I do about this world? The beautiful name given to me by Allah Almighty, that is Muhammad, praiseworthy. So similarly, he used to say that Allah Almighty has sent me and he has spoken about me, that Yahmaduk Allahu min al-arsh, that Allah Almighty glorifies you from the heaven. This is mentioned in Brahina Madiya. So if these things did not affect him, so he said that actually Allah Almighty has given me the quality of endurance. I can endure these things. I can tolerate these things. He could have replied in the same way, but because of the reflector of this attribute of Allah Almighty, he was very forgiving and very forgiving. And he has also mentioned in one of his verse that galiyan sunke dua deta hu un logon ko. Rahm hai josh mein aur kaise ghataya humne, that I give prayers after listening to the foul language of these people, and I have suppressed my anger against these people. And further, Sheikh Yaqub Ali Sahib Irfani, he says that in 1903, in February, a doctor came from Lucknow, and according to that doctor, he was from the progeny of the people from Baghdad, and he said that some people have sent this person to inquire about the condition of the Promised Messiah and his claim. So then he started questioning the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and there was the element of rudeness and disrespect in his attitude, in his talk. But the Promised Messiah showed any reaction to that one, but simply replied to that one. Once he said, this doctor said, that you have your disclaim in Arabic, about Arabic language, that nobody can write a more eloquent language than me. And the Promised Messiah said that, yes, this is my claim. At that point he said that in a very derogatory manner and in a by way of mocking at the Promised Messiah, that you cannot actually pronounce the word Qaf in its proper way. Irfani Sahib says that I were present there. The way in which he was mentioned this thing was extremely disturbing and very painful, and we could not control that. But because of the nobility of the and the kindness of the Promised Messiah, we kept quiet. At that place, Hazrat Sahib Zada Sayyid Abdul Latif Sahib Shaheed was also sitting there. He could not control his expressions, and he scolded him. And he said that this is the endurance of the Promised Messiah, that he has tolerated it. And then he replied to Abdul Latif Sahib, and the situation came to a point that they are just about to grapple with one another. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he stopped Hazrat Sahib Zada Sahib to go any further. And that person, he addressing the Promised Messiah, he said that the listening to these foul language and abuses, this is the tradition of the prophets. The Prophet Messiah said that I am not angry. I am very modest. I am very humble. And I am always showing that. But when he criticized about not properly pronouncing the word kaf, Zur said that I am not a person belonging to Lucknow, that my accent should be like that. I am a Punjabi, coming from Punjab. This criticism was mentioned about Hazrat Musa, La Yakadu Yubin. And in Hadith it is also mentioned that there would be some sort of stammering in his tongue. La Yakadu Yubin means that he is not able to express himself properly and clearly. وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينُ, this is mentioned in the Holy Quran. That should I discuss these matters with such a person who cannot even express himself properly? Should I follow him? Is he better or I am better than him? So Hazrat Sahib Zada Sahib, when this incident happened, the people who are present there, addressing them, Hazrat Masih Maud says that my rule is that when somebody comes, a guest, and even if he uses foul language and abuses me, still that should be tolerated, because he is not one of my followers. And what right do we have that we should be expecting the same respect and grace which we expect from our own followers? This is their actually good gesture, that if they speak softly, if they speak, that would be a favor for us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that those people who are visitors, they have a right upon you. And if these guests, they feel a little bit, this is like committing a sin. So therefore, the Promised Messiah said that I ask you that you stay on here. Because we have a common kalima between us. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is one kalima between us, the visitor, and the Promised Messiah. So you stay here, he requested him. And until they understand, whatever they say, that they have the right to say whatever they want. So because of this commonality of kalima, he should stay here. And then this doctor sahib stayed for a few days, and morning and evening he had discussions and questioning with the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And those question answers, they were published in the newspaper in those days. And this newcomer, one day he said to the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam that you please pray for me. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam said that I pray for Hindus as well. But this is something not right, that one should test God Almighty. But if Allah Almighty tells me something as a result of my prayer, I will let you know. But it is not my job. It is up to Allah Almighty to disclose something. Allah Almighty is Ghalibun Ala Amrihi. He is the master of whatever he wants to do. So this faith cannot be linked with certain things. And this conditional faith is very weak. But it is our responsibility that we should be kind. And these things we have to do. And it will be very necessary that you should be away from the people of where people are mocked at. So this is a time to repent and be very serious. You go back, and you never know when the death is going to come. And you should pray that you do not, Allah Almighty, you do not know. You know the fact. I do not know. So tell me what is the truth, and I should not be rejecting him and destroyed as such. So please guide me to the right person. And if Allah Almighty wills, then he will disclose the truth of the matter. So at that point, the doctor sahib said, who was a non-Ahmadi, that I tell you honestly that I came with very bad intention, that I would be mocking at you and I will be very rude to you and disgrace you. But Allah Almighty has rejected my intention. And now I have come to this conclusion that the verdict issued against you, that is totally wrong. And I cannot say emphatically that you are not the Promised Messiah. But the point of affirming your messiahhood is stronger. And I can say that you are the promised messiah. As far as I could understand, I have benefited from you. And whatever I understood, I'm going to tell other people who made me their representatives and sent me here. Yesterday my opinion was different and today it is different. And as a stalwart cannot submit his defeat unless he goes into this bout, therefore I thought that without criticizing you, I should not accept you. So this was the element of justice in him, that although he did not accept, but his ideas were completely changed and he expressed that. As Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib has related this incident, that Chaudhary Hakam Ali Sahib, that the promised Messiah was lecturing in the big mosque. A Sikh came into the mosque and he stood right in front of him and using very, very foul language, he started abusing the promised Messiah and his community. And he started and he was not going to stop. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam listened to him quietly, and some people were so much excited that if the permission had been granted to them, they would have torn that person into pieces. But that was not done. And it continued. And when his foul language crossed all limits, then the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said that two people should go, and very politely they should take these people out of mosque, but do not punish him. Do not treat him harshly. And if he doesn't go, then hand it over to a policeman who used to be there. So the greatest example of the Holy Prophet, of the attribute of Halim, was in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this age, following in the footsteps of his master, the best example, in order to set the best examples, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was sent. And some examples of his life I have mentioned today. These examples are actually the role model for us for our affirmation. And these are very essential for us. Allah Almighty enable us to acquire the same style and the same color and follow in the footsteps.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم